Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Chav Tes. We are holding on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. We are at the bottom of the page, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, by the two dots on the bottom of Daf Chav Ches Amud, toward the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Beis, about seven lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, Natalie Lushmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. It is also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, who should all return home safely. It is also sponsored by Daniel and Judy Israeli, in memory of Judy's mother, Bella Dolinsky, Bela Bas Feivel Shraga, on her first yard site, and for Adani's mother, Tova is Israeli Gittel Sasha Bas Aaron Yehuda, on her Shloshim, the Neshama Shav Naliyah. It is also sponsored by Greg Adler to commemorate the third yard site of his father-in-law, Dr. Daniel Schwartz, Mordechai Yehoshua, Ben Moshe Meir HaKohen, Zichron HaLevracha, and finally it is sponsored for continued for Shalema for Yaakov Yisrael Ben Sivya, as well as Yaakov Kapel Bas Machla, both of them are recovering from surgery. They should continue to have a refuah Shalema. So what we're going to talk about in today's daf is as follows. We had a machlokas in our Mishnah between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, which we're going to refer to as a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, because Tam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out. It wasn't so clear in the Mishnah what the machlokas was about, because Rabbi Yehuda just said, "B'miskavin chayiv," but we don't know what that means. Miskavin for what? In what case? What exactly is the are we talking about? We know it has something to do with the jug that fell and someone got hurt, but beyond that, we don't know too many details. So the Gemara is going to have four different ways of understanding the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So that's going to take the Amud Aleph and a little bit of Amud Beis. Then the second topic of the daf is going to be a machlokas about someone who's mafkir nizakov. If a person is mafkir that which he owned and was left out in Rosh Hasharabim after it had been nofel bipshia, meaning if it had fallen through your negligence, then you say, okay, now that it's there, I'll just be mafkir it. So is a person going to be chayiv? So that's going to be a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. The tricky part is to figure out who says what. Which side does Rabbi Yochanan come down on, and which side is Rabbi Elazar? So the Gemara initially assumes that Rabbi Elazar holds mafkir takaloso is chayiv, and the Gemara is going to say, well, wait a second, how could he hold mafkir takaloso is chayiv in light of another Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar holds hofech hasagalol without kavana to be kona is pater? So we're going to have two ways of answering that challenge, but then the Gemara is going to take the other side. How can we say that Rabbi Yochanan exempts Mafkir Nizakov? If Rabbi Yochanan, we have two challenges to that. Two sources that seem to assume that Rabbi Yochanan is Mechayev Mafkir Nizakov. So at the end of the day, we're going to switch it. That we know that it's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Blazer. Originally, we assume Rabbi Blazer Mechayev Rabbi Yochanan Paters, and then at the end of the day, the Gemara is going to flip them. So let's begin at the two dots toward the bottom of the page, 7-8 lines from the end of the page. We had said in the Mishnah that according to the Tanakhama, we're mechayev a person who breaks his kad in a Rosh Hasharabim, and then someone else gets injured by that kad. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'miskavin chayev. Now you're only chayev if you're miskavin, but if you're eino miskavin, you're pater. What are they arguing about? Sehechidam miskavin. What is the case of miskavin that Rabbi Yehuda says you are chayev? Amar Rabba, so this is explanation number one of the machlokas, b'miskavin l'rida l'mata miksefo. You're trying to lower it off of your shoulder and then you trip. And that's how the kad fell and that's how it broke. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that the balakad is going to be mechayiv, is going to be chayiv for any damage that his kad does. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, nitkal posheahu, by tripping you were poshea, you should have been more careful. And therefore, you're chayiv on any damage that happens as a result of your tripping. Even though Tosfos points out, on Chavzayin and Beis, the Gemara said, it's ein derech b'nei adam it's not typical that a person is so careful to make sure that he watches exactly where he goes, and therefore when a person is nitkal, he's an ones. He says, yeah, that's only if you're just stam walking. But if you're nitkal me'atzmo, that's only if you're walking and you trip over something on a takala. So it's not the derech l'sponin bedrachim to look for a takala. But if there was no takala there and you just trip over yourself, and especially if you're doing something like lowering something from your shoulder as you're walking, so then really you should have been a little bit more careful. And in that context, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that Nitkal is a Posheya. So since you were Posheya in tripping and dropping the cat in the first place, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. That's called Miskavein, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. But if you didn't trip at all, the cat just fell. It was a total onus. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree with the Tanakhama and hold that we're going to be Pater the Balakad from paying. Meaning Tanakhama made no chiluk. He said, you drop the cat and someone gets damaged, you're Chayiv automatically. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only miskavin. Miskavin doesn't, all miskavin means is you were trying to lower the kad and you were posheya in tripping. But if you weren't posheya at all and the kad just fell out of your hand, ba'ones, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, the bala kad is going to be putter from paying for anything. So Amle Abaye, so Abaye says, Mechal de Mechayv Rameir Afil Nifshor. Wow, that implies that Rabbi Meir, meaning again, we're assuming Tanakam is Rameir, Samish Rameir, holds that if you're holding a jug in your hand by the handle and the thing just breaks right off, you didn't do anything, that you're still going to be chayiv, and it's even though it's a total onus, I'm like in mechayiv aramer afilu asno biyado. Even if you're left with the handle in your hand, you're going to be chayiv. You were holding it by the handle and just fell right off, you're still going to be chayiv. So frankly, amai onusu va onus rachman apatre. But isn't that an onus? And don't we generally assume that anything that happens by onus, a person bears no responsibility for whatsoever? And how do we know that? Tichsiv ulinara losasa davar. That if a girl nebuch is an anusa, that someone takes advantage of her, she doesn't get punished for a bia asura. She was complete ones. So anytime a person is complete ones, that's the paradigmatic example, but it really refers to any ones. Anytime a person is a complete ones, they're going to be potter. So Tos points out, but wait, by Nazikin, that's not true. Another mamazik is chayiv, bein b'mezid, bein b'shogeg, bein ba'ones, bein b'ratzon. The Gemara darshins that earlier on, chavava m'beiz, petza tachas petza. The Gemara darshins that a person is chayiv ba'ones. So Tosa says, yeah, that's by an onus stam. But an onus gamur, remember we saw Tosas Kotzi Yerushalmi, an onus gamur, even not the mamazik is going to be potter from. So that's what the Gemara is asking, that a person is carrying the kad, and the kad the handle just falls off, totally not his fault at all. That's an onus gamur. Now, according to the Ramban, the person is chayiv even on an onus gamur. So how can we say over here that he's potter on an onus? So you would have to answer based on what the Ravid writes, that when the Torah is marbe from Petza Tachas Petza to be Mechayev al Onus Karatzon, that's only by Adam HaMazik. But over here it's not Adam HaMazik, it's Niske Mamono, it's his Kad. So we don't say that it's that you're Chayev an Onsim. So anyway, Abayi's challenge is, how can you explain the whole Machlokas to be about if the Kad falls by Ones, that Rabbi Meir is going to be Mechayev and Rabbi Yehuda is going to Pater? How could Rabbi Meir be Mechayev if it falls by Ones? Onus Rachman Apatre. Vichitema, maybe you're going to tell me that I'm misunderstanding the principle of Onus Rachman Apatre, that Hani Mili Lin Katala, that Onus Rachman Apatre only applies to exempting a person from a chiyuv misa, like in the case of Nara Murasa, who Nebuch is raped, where she's going to be pater from what? From a bia asura, which would have been mechayiv her misa, avalin nizak and chayiv. But maybe as far as damaging, as far as paying for damages, you're chayiv even in an ones v'atanya. But we know that's not the case because we have machlokas tanoim in the following case: nishbra kado v'lo silko. If your kad fell in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and you did not remove the broken pieces, nafal gemalo velo emido, or your camel fell down in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and you didn't stand it up, and then someone came and tripped on the broken pieces or on the gamal and got damaged by it, Rabbi Meir mechayiv bezek. Rabbi Meir says the bala kad or the bala gamal has to pay for that. V'cham momrim patur b'dinei adam chayiv b'dinei shemayim, that you're not chayiv in bezin shalmata, you're only going to be chayiv in bezin shalmayil. If you want to be yotzi b'dinei shemayim, you need to pay for it, but b'dinei adam you can be potter. Umodim chachamim Rabbi Meir ba'av nosakin amasal shenichim brosh kagav v'nafal baruch masuv yiziko shu chayiv. The chamar modet Rabbi Meir, that if you put a rock or a knife or some sort of package on the top of a roof and it fell off in a ruach metzia and it damaged someone, that you're going to be chayiv to pay for the damage because you were posheya by leaving it in a place where it could so easily blow off the roof. So that's not like a person who trips on and breaks his kad or his camel camel falls down, where you're not posheya in the initial falling of the item, umodir Rameir the Rabbanan, and Rameir is modir to the Rabbanan, bimala kankanin alagaga almanas linagvan, where you put some jugs on the roof to dry them out, because the sun will dry them out, v'naflu beruach she'enu mitsuya v'iziku, and then a hurricane wind came, and they fell, and they damaged, shupater, that then you're going to be pater from the payment of the nezikin, because since they fell with the ruach she'enu mitsuya, you didn't have to have in mind, you didn't have to think of the possibility that they're going to fall off the roof, and therefore you're an onus on that takala. So what do we see from this brisa? That even the chachamim are mechayiv maniach takala bipshia, and even Rabbi Meir paters a maniach takala ba'ones, the whole machlokas is only if you're nitkal b'derech and then the kad broke or the gummel fell. Do we say that you're chayiv because you should have watched where you're going, so you're categorized as a posheya? Or do we say, no, you're not a posheya? That's still closer to an ones. So you can't say that the machlokas are Meir Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is where the kad broke ba'ones, because apparently even Rabbi Meir is moda that if it happens ba'ones, you're going to be pater. I mean, the way we just framed this machlokas when it comes to the gummel that fell and the kad that fell, the whole machlokas is in a case that's not so clear that it's ones and it's not so clear that it's posheya. It's somewhere in between. But if it's for sure posheya, you're going to be for sure chayiv according to everybody. And if it's for sure ones, then you're going to be for sure pater according to everybody. So how can you have the machlokas in our Mishnah be about a case of ones? Ones, everyone should in fact agree. It's interesting the way the Brisa formulated it is when it spoke about the modim chacham the Rameir, it was about putting avno sakino umasao birosh gago and it fell beruach mitzia, and when it was modim Rameir the Rabbanon, it was about putting kankanin on the gag and it fell beruach sheina mitzia. Why did we change the item? The issue wasn't about that. The issue was ruach mitzia versus ruach she'ena mitzuya. I mean, if it's ruach mitzuya, you're posheya. If it's ruach she'ena mitzuya, you're an ones. So Tosfos explains that the avno sakino maso is not typical for it to break when it falls, and therefore you're not going to be so careful that it shouldn't fall beruach mitzuya, because you're not so nervous about. I mean, normally your first thought is about your own stuff, that your own stuff shouldn't get damaged. So a person is not so careful that it shouldn't fall beruach mitzuya, but kankanin, where if they fall, they're going to break. So you're only going to want to put them in a very safe environment. So that's why it's the derech of a person to not put them in a place where they would be where they would fall with the ruach mitzuya. So that's why we talk about a case. The only way they fell is because it was ruach she'ena mitzuya. So it just naturally fits ruach mitzuya and ruach she'ena mitzuya a little bit better. But in a chenami, that's not what this is about. What it's really about is ruach mitzuya, ruach she'ena mitzuya. It's not about what the particular item you put there was. Okay, so that's the ha'ara that Tosfos has. So now, because of this kasha, the Gemara says we need a new explanation of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Ella Amar Abaye. So Abaye says the explanation is as follows. Betarti pligi. They argue about two inyanim. Pligi b'shas nefila, pligi la'achar nefila. They argue about a case where the kad damages as it's falling, and they also argue about a case where the kad damaged after it fell into the Rosh Hashanah and you didn't do anything to remove the pieces of the kad. Tosfos points out shas nefila doesn't literally mean as it's falling down, that too, but it could mean that it fell down and you just didn't have time to remove it. You just didn't have time to clean it up. There wasn't enough time. So that's also called Shas Nefila. So they argue both about, Pnei Yeshua explains the reason Tosfos has to say that is because the Lashon of the Mishnah is Huchlak Echad B'mayim. How does that happen with Shas Nefila? Right? Someone can't slip on the water as the thing is falling. Right? It's only after it falls and it breaks and the water spills all over the place. So it must be that it fell and there was no, you ran to get a mop and by the time you got the mop, it was all, someone had already slipped and hurt themselves. So they argue both B'Shas Nefila and La'achar Nefila. How so? Pligi b'shas nefila benitkal. They talk about a person who's walking on the road and he trips and the kad falls out of his hands and it breaks. So benitkal posheya, is that considered to be a posheya? So Mar Savar Rav Meir holds nitkal posheya hu, and therefore you are chayiv because you're posheya. You should have watched where you were going, and the fact that you tripped and you broke your kad is your fault. Umar Savar nitkal lav posheya hu. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds no, it's ein derech min adam l'spolin b'drachim, that people don't typically look where they're going. They trip all the time, and therefore you're pater if the kad God did any damage, b'shas nefila. So that's all b'shas nefila. It's all about whether nitkal posheya or nitkal not posheya. And pligi lachar nefila, they further argue if it damaged after it had fallen and you had time to remove it, that's b'mafkir nizakav. They're arguing about if a person is mafkir, something that can do damage that belongs to him and is in Rishus Rabim, is he chayiv for that? Is that his responsibility that his nezek is there? So Marsav, our Reb Meir holds mafkir nezakav chayiv. Yeah, it's your responsibility. You should have removed it. And being mafkir, it does not exempt you from your responsibility. Marsav or pater, but Reb Yehuda holds that if you're mafkir, you're nezikin, then you're going to be pater from any responsibility. And if someone gets hurt by it, if someone is damaged in some way or another, you're a pater from paying for that damage. If you're not mafkir the nezakav, so then obviously you're chayiv for the takala, right? That's what Tosfos points out. Meaning the whole machlok, meaning if you drop something and you had time to clean it up and you didn't and you were never mafkir it, so of course you're going to be chayiv. The whole machlok is only whether when you're mafkir it, does that absolve you of responsibility? So according to Tosfos, as long as the bal takala has a chrayis that nezek shouldn't happen because of the takala, and if it does happen, the bal akad is going to be chayiv even if after it was put in the Rishus Rabim and the bal akad could be misalikit. I'm sorry, the Tosfos understands that even if someone else comes and puts it in Rishus Rabim, it's mine and I have the ability to take it back out from the Rishus Rabim. Tosfos understands I'm going to be chayiv as the bal hakad, meaning if it's mine, that's an automatic, and I could do something about it, that's an automatic chiyuv. That is shitas hatosos. Shitas harambam in Parakid Gimel Filks Niskemamon and the Ramban in the Melchamos is that if someone makes a takala b'chefetz shel chavero with someone else's item, even though the bal hatakala is able to be misalik that takala, he's going to be pater because he's not the one that made the takala. It's the other party that went and made the takala. So that seems to be machlokas rishonim over here. So again, the case that we're explaining, that Abai is saying, is the machlokas in the Mishnah, is bein b'shas nefila, and the machlokas is whether nitkal to posheya or nitkal is not posheya, and bein la'achar nefila, but it's mafkir nezakav. And the machlokas is whether you're responsible for mafkir nezakav. We just mentioned, if you were not mafkir nezakav and you own it, so obviously if you dropped it there and you own it, you're going to be chayiv, but Tosfos holds, even if you're not the one that dropped it there, ownership alone is mechayiv you, and the Rambam and the Ramban disagree. So ask Marmimai, how does Abai know that the Machlokas of Meir Rabbi Yehuda is about two separate things? Meaning, it didn't say that in the Mishnah, it just said that Rameir is mechayiv and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you're not meskavin, you're potter. So who says that they're arguing about two separate things? So midiktani tarti, from the fact that it speaks about two cases. Huchlak echad b'mayim, o shalaka b'charsis. Why does it have to say two different things? That someone gets hurt either from the mayim or from the shards of pottery. The point is, it's something that you left there that you didn't clean up. Hainu hach. Why do you have to give two examples? Elav hachakamar. So it must be that we're trying to say the following. Huchlak echad b'mayim, b'shas nefila. That's b'shas nefila. O shalaka b'charsis, la'achar nefila. That each example is talking about a different state. One is talking about b'shas nefila before you had a chance to clean it up, and the machlokas is whether nitkal posheya, and the other is that it was the achar nefila, and you had a chance to clean it up, but you were mafkir it, and the machlokas is whether mafkir nizakov is going to be chayiv or patur. So midmasnisim betarti. Once we say that in our mission, they're arguing about two different cases. Brisa nami betarti. It's mistaver that in the brisa also they're arguing about two different cases, both b'shas nefila and the achar nefila. Now the brisa was spoke about a case of Nishbar Kado or Nafal Gemolo, if you recall. So how can we say that that's both B'shas Nefila and Lachar Nefila? B'shlam Kado Mishkach So B'shas Nefila Lachar Nefila. Kad, we had already in the Mishnah how that could apply both B'shas Nefila. You tripped, and it's a question of whether that was Posheya, and Lachar Nefila, it broke, you tripped, it fell, it broke, and you could have cleaned it up, and you didn't, and you're mafkir it. So that makes sense. I could visualize both Shas Nefila and Nachron Afilu when it comes to a kad. Elugmalo, but when it comes to your camel, Bishlam Nachron Afilu Mishkatsum Mafkin of Lasso. I ain't saying Nachron Afilu could be that the camel dropped dead, and you're like, ah, dead camel, might as well just be Mafkirit. So that's Mafkir Nezakov, that's the Achron Afilu. Elubishas Nefilah Mishkatsa. How do you ever have a gumal? Bishas Nefilah. Meaning, even according to the Shita, that a person who trips is a Poshea because he should have been more careful, but if your animal trips, you're an ones. What do you have to do with your animal tripping? So I understand by kado at bishas nefila, you might be poshea, but by your camel falling, how could Rameir possibly say you're a poshea? Tosfos raises the obvious question: how did we say that it was two? It was a double machlokas in the Mishnah. We said that each example was a different case. Right, that Huchlak B'mayim was the case of Shas Nefila, and Nitkal B'charasis was the case of Liachar Nefila. Maybe that's what this price is doing also, that Kado is Shas Nefila, and Gemalo is Liachar Nefila. So Tosfos says a couple of terutz on why the Gemara doesn't want to say that. But the Gemara seems to assume that each case has to have a way of applying it, Bein B'shas Nefila, Bein Liachar Nefila. And we're bothered, how can you have a case of a Gemal that you would bear any responsibility of Shas Nefila? So Amar Rav Acha, Kegon Da'avra B'maya, Derech Sarata D'Nahara. The case is that you take the camel through water in a place where the river is overflowing and it covers the path. So there's no way to see where the camel is going. The camel can't see where he's going and the camel trips and falls. So that's why Meir holds that you're considered a poshea. I mean, we were wondering, a camel falling, why is that my problem? Well, you brought the camel to a place where it was very likely to fall. That's why it's your problem. Say, hey, Chidami says, well, wait a second. Idi kadaka achrina, if there's another path to go and I brought him through the most dangerous path where he's most likely to fall, posheahu, then how could Rabbi Yudah say that I'm pata? Right? Everyone should say that I'm a poshea and I'm chayev. V'idalekadar achrinan, if there's no other way to go, anasu, so I'm an onus. What am I supposed to do? El mishkachsa da'at giv litkal begamla. Now, the case is that the Bryce is talking about is, how did the camel fall? It tripped over you, that you fell. So it's the same discussion as nishparkadu b'shas nefila. How did the kad fall? Because you tripped. And the whole shayla is, the whole machlok, shamei Rabbi Yudah is, whether a nitkal is a poshea or not. Do we assume that by tripping, you're a poshea? So it's not whether your camel tripping is poshea, your camel tripping is for sure ones, but if the camel tripped over you, it's really about your tripping. So that's the discussion, that's the machlokas. So now that we said that according to Abaye, the machlok shamei Rav Yudah is a double machlokas. It's a machlokas about whether nitzkal poshea, that's b'shas nefila, and it's also machlokas if you're mafkir nezakav. So says Gemara, Mafkir Nezakov, my miskavinika. The lush of Rabbi Yudah is b'miskavin chayiv be'enu miskavin pater. How can you say that Mafkir Nezakov la'achar nefila is a case of miskavin? Amar Rav Yosef b'miskavin lizkos b'chareseha. That he means to say that the balakad has kavana to reacquire the broken pieces of pottery after it fell, meaning he doesn't have in mind to be mafkirit. That's what Rabbi Yudah says b'miskavin chayiv. Mafkirin chayv is just a fancy way of saying you're not mafkirit. That if you drop your jug and it breaks into a million pieces, and you're not mafkirit and it does damage, chayv. And lo miskavin means that you are mafkirit. Now the Gemara says there's a third way of understanding the machlokas Rav Meir and Rabbi Yudah in our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Omer b'shas nefila machlokas. The machlokas Rav Meir and Rabbi Yudah is only if it does damage at the time of the nefila, and the machlokas is whether nitkal poshea or not. So it's a modification of the second way of understanding. That the second way of understanding was that it was a double machlokas. Saying not double machlokas, the first half, just the shas nefila is what they're arguing about. But what would the halacha be if it was lachar nefila and you were just mafkirit? Divrei hakol pater. Everyone would agree that you're pater on the mezikin. What do you mean? Vayikra meir demechayiv. But we found in the brisa that our meir said that you're chayiv if nafal kado and you didn't remove it. Even hasik that happens liachar nefila, you're going to be chayiv on. So Tosa says, and we can't say that the machlokas of meir and the chamim is only when you were not mafkir the shvarim, but when you're mafkir mafkir, everyone's going to agree that you're pater, because if you were not mafkir the shvarim, there's no way the chum would say that you're pater, because it's your takala and it's your job to remove it. So it seems like that's talking about a case where you're mafkir it, and it is a machlokas. Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, so how could you say that in our Mishnah, Ramei Rabbi Yehuda are going to agree if you were mafkir and then it did damage? Elamai, so what do we have to assume? Not divrei kol pater, but if you're mafkir, divrei kol chayiv. But what do you mean? Veikra Rabbanan de patri. In the Brisa, the Rabbanan said that you're pater. Elamai, so what is, so it must be that the Kavan of Rabbi Lazar, who says bishas nefila, means af bishas nefila. The Kamash Malan kada Abaye. That really, Rabbi Lazar is not a third way of understanding the machlokas. He's just confirming Abaye's understanding of the machlokas. And again, the second way of understanding the machlokas was Abaye, that it was betarti pligi. So Rabbi Lazar is saying, yeah, they're arguing even bishas nefila, meaning both lach nefila and bishas nefila. So in fact, betarti pligi, in fact, Abaye is correct. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a fourth way of understanding the machlokas, or I guess, maybe a third, because Rabbi Lazar was really saying the same thing as Abaye. Rabbi Yochanan Amar li achar nefila machlokas. The whole machlokas is only if it did damage li achar nefila. Avol b'shas nefila mai. What would the halacha be if it did damage b'shas nefila? That's not a machlokas. That's divrei hakol pater. Everyone's going to agree that that's pater. But midam Rabbi Yochanan lekaman. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say on daf lamed aleph that lo tema masnis Rabbi Meir idamer nitkal posheihu. Do not assume that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, who holds nitkal posheihu, meaning the Mishnah that we're going to be talking about there later on, that it's going like Rabbi Meir, who we know holds nitkal posheihu. Mechad Rabbi Meir mechayiv. How can you tell me that b'shas nefila everyone's going to say pater if later on Rabbi Yochanan is going to say beferish that Rabbi Meir holds nitkal posheihu? Nitkal posheihu is synonymous with saying that shas nefila is chayiv, because the whole machlok is about the whole discussion of whether shas nefila should be chayiv or not is about whether nitkal posheihu. So how can we say now that the whole machlok of Rabbi Donar Mishnah is only about l'achar nefila? If we're b'shas nefila, everyone would say pater. No, Rabbi Yochanan confirms later on that Rabbi Meir says chayiv b'shas nefila. So it must be that divrei kol chayiv, that when Rabbi Yochanan is telling me that lachar nefila machlokas, he's telling me that b'shas nefila, everyone's going to say chayiv, everyone's going to say nitkal posheihu. No, but that doesn't work either, because v'amit kamar Rabbi Yochanan l'kamal notem masnis v'meir hi damar nitkal posheihu mechal de patri rabbanan. From the fact that he pins the shita of nitkal posheia on Rabbi Meir, seems to assume that the rabbanan would hold nitkal is ones. So you're potter. So you can't be that everyone agrees you're going to be chayiv. So based on that, the Gemara explains Rabbi Yochanan differently, that he also holds the machlokes tanam in our Mishnah is bein b'shas nefila and bein li'achar nefila. But why does he say that they argue about li'achar nefila? De mafkir nizak of dahacha hu de patri rabbanon da anasu aval mafkir nizak of the alma mechayvi, that it's only when you're mafkir nizak of, in our case, where a person tripped and his kad broke and he was mafkir it, that's where you're going to be patur, because you were an onus on the nefila. But in general, if you just leave out something and you're mafkirit, meaning you were an onus in the yetzira of the nezek, you just took something out into Rosh Hashanah, dumped it there, and said, I'm mafkirit, so then you're going to be chayiv. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. So essentially, Rabbi Yochanan also agrees to Abaye. So we thought we had four different explanations of the machlokas in our Mishnah. In fact, we have two. And both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, numbers 3 and 4, are saying exactly like Abaye, that the machlokas is bein b'shas nefila and bein li'achar nefila. So that concludes that section. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second, we have a machlokas about a person who's mafkir nezakov in general. Itmar. Mafkir nezakov, a person who's mafkir something that does damage in Rosh Hashanah after he put it there b'pshia, right? It fell there, he put it there, he just dumped it out there. So Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbi Lazar, chad amr chayiv v'chad amr pater. So this is a machlokas amarayim, whether you're going to be chayiv, you're going to be pater, if you were posheya in placing something in Rosh Hashanah, and then you were mafkirit. We don't know who says what at this point, but one of them says chayiv and the other one says pater, because the Torah is only mechayiv someone who's chofer a bar, that's considered mamona. But when you're mafkir a takala, that's not yours, you're going to be pater. So lema man de mechayiv krabi meir, man de pater krabanon. This sounds very similar to the machlokas in our Mishnah. We just said that if you're that la'achar nefila means mafkir nezakov. So isn't that exactly the same case as our Mishnah? That mafkir, the one that says chayiv is going like Rabbi Meir, who says mafkir nezakov, who says la'achar nefila yechayiv, and the one that says pater is going like the rabbanon, who say, or like Rabbi Yehuda that Mafkir and Zakov is going to be Pater. So it says Marna, Aliba de Rav Meir Kuliyam Lo Pliki. Within Shitas Rav Meir, there is no Machloka Samurayim, meaning he for sure holds that Mafkir and Zakov is going to be Chayiv. Because Rav Meir holds that even if your Nezek ended up there not through your negligence, just because you tripped, and then you just had time to clean it up and you didn't and you were Mafkir it, right? Even then, you're going to be chayiv. So obviously, if you were posheya in putting it there in the first place, and you were mafkir, of course you're going to be chayiv. Ki pligi alib drabanan. The whole machlok is only within the rabbanan. Man de pater krabanan. The one that says that you pater if you're mafkir and zakov holds like the chamim who pater when nishbar kado velo silko. Or man de mechayiv. The one that says that you're chayiv will say no. I'm lachana darmi afilu krabanan. I even fit with the sheet of the rabbanan. Ad kan lo pater rabbanan el b'mafkir and zakov da'acha. The rabbanan only pater mafkir and zakov in Rosh Hasharabim when it's nishbar kado or nafal gemalo in the Rosh Hasharabim. So and then you're mafkirit mishum da'anasu, because at least at the time that it fell you were an ones. Yeah, later on no one told you to be mafkirit and leave it there, but at least at the time that you fell it was an ones, so for that you're pater. But maybe mafkir and zakov di alma, but when it was in the filas pshia you put it there, you were posheya in it falling there, then maybe even the rabbanon are going to be moda that you're going to be chayiv for the damages. So it turns out the machlokes of Yochanan ben Lazar is not just talking about mafkir nezakov; it's about mafkir nezakov la'achar nefilas pshia within the sheet of the chachamim. What would the chacham say about mafkir nezakov after it fell there b'pshia? Are you chayiv or not? So who says what? We don't know. So it says Mar Tistayim, there Rabbi Elazar who da Amar Chayiv. Rabbi Elazar must be the one that holds Mafkir and Zakov as Chayiv. How do I know? Da Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, because it's a Gemara in the first parak of Maseches Pesachim that teaches us. Shnei Dvar Mein Bereshus Shel Adam. There are two things that Meikar Adin you do not own, and nevertheless Ba'asan Akasuf Ki Iluhein Bereshus. So the Torah treats it as if you are the owner. The Iluhein and the two things are Bar Bereshus Rabbi Mechamis B'Sheish Olsel Maila. A bar that you dig in a Rosh Hasharabim. You don't own the Rosh Hasharabim, it's Rosh Hasharabim. And nevertheless, the Torah makes it yours. In that, you're chayiv for any damage that bar does. And the Shaar Mishpat, he points out, it doesn't mean that it's literally yours as far as Mechira and Matana and Yerusha. It just means that you have, you can't sell it to somebody, you can't give it as Matana to somebody, you can't Yarshin it to your children, right? It's mamish, not yours, but it's just as far as Nezikin are concerned, that just like you're responsible for your property, you're responsible for that bar. Shulchan Aruch says that if someone is Mekabel a bar b'matana, he's chayiv al Nezakav, so that means someone who had a bar b'reshuso and he was mafkir his reshus without being mafkir the bar, and then he gave that bar to somebody b'matana. But if you're chofer a bar b'reshus a rabbin, no, that for sure you can't give it to anybody as a matana. Now they quoted Mariel Diskin, who suggests that even a bar b'reshus a rabbin, the Mariel Diskin writes that a bar b'reshus a rabbin is considered, the chofer is considered the bala bar, because the Torah made it kilu b'reshuso, and therefore if he dies his yorish is going to be chayiv b'niskei bar. So it can go b'yerusha, but not that the like literal ownership goes b'yerusha. The ownership as far as responsibility might even go b'yerusha, that the children are going to be responsible to take care of that bar. But bottom line is that these are the two things that we consider that as if they're in yerushos. Meaning chametz, the Torah says you don't own it anymore. The Torah takes it out of yerushos, but as far as your chiyuvim bal yirah bal yimatzei, it is considered to be in yerushos. Rashi identifies as far as your chiyuv bal yirah bal yimatzei. One could have said not as far as bal yirah bal yimatzei, but as far as your chiyuv tashbisu. Maybe bal yirah bal yimatzei doesn't kick in until Pesach itself. Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Pesach and the Sharetzim quotes machlokas rishonim chametz mishei shalos l'mayla, when it's still erev Pesach, are you already in violation of bal yirah, or just that you failed to do your mitzvah of tashbisu? Nafkamina is, can you still sell it? Right, if it's we always sell obviously before, but sometimes you got calls on Erev Pesach. Someone's in Eretz Yisrael already. It's already an hour before Pesach. They didn't realize and they didn't sell their chametz, but it's already. So are they able to sell it? Right. So the Mishul Brur brings a raya from our Rashi that you're already in violation of Bal Yirah. Right. That of owning the chametz anyway. So Tistayim. So it says Gemara. Okay, that seems like a good raya. What's the raya that we see from Rabbi Lazar that the Torah is mechayev a chofer bar b'reshus rabim, even though it's not yours? So apparently, if you're mafkir takala, and Rishus Rabbim, even though it's not yours, you're going to be chayiv for it. So Rabbi Elazar must be the one that says that if it was nafal b'pshia and then you're mafgir it, you're chayiv. So it says Gemara, umiyam Rabbi Elazar achi, but does Rabbi Elazar really say that, that you're chayiv? V'am Rabbi Elazar ibcha, but Rabbi Elazar actually taught us the exact opposite. Ditana, and we have a Mishnah in tomorrow's daf that tells us as follows, ahovich has a galal, if an animal left excrement b'rishus harabim, and you go, come and take that excrement and start moving it around, and then someone gets damaged by it, chayiv benisko, the guy who was hofech is going to be chayiv. V'amar Ablazar, Ablazar says, lo shanu elishin eskavin lezakos ben, that's only if you try to be kona it. Avlon eskavin lezakos ben pater, but if you would never had kavana to be kona it, you're going to be pater, because it's not yours. Amma mafkir nezakov pater, so it sounds like Ablazar holds that if it's not yours, you're pater, so mafkir nezakov should be pater. Two answers. Answer number one, Amar Avad Barava, shechzir l'makoma. Now the case is you put it right back where you found it. So you can't be said to be responsible for the damage that happened, because had you never come along, the very same damage would have happened. So that's where you're going to be potter in that case. Whereas in our case, it was nitgal and you were mafkarit. Without you, the damage wouldn't happen in our case. So that's why Rabbi Elazar says you're chayiv in our case. So Amar Ravina, mashal d'Ravad Barava, l'ma dov domi. You know what it's like? L'motzi bar megula, v'chisav v'chaz v'gilahu. You see a bar that was exposed in Rosh Hashanah, and you take something and you feel that this isn't good, and you cover it up, and then you realize the thing you covered it with is something you want to have. So you take it back and you leave it the way you found it. So you're going to be potter because you left it exactly the way you found it. Nothing happened. Some of them are Ravina, me dummy. Is that really the best mashal? Is that really the best comparison? When you covered the bar was still there the whole time. You never undid the first guy's actions. But when you move the galalim, as soon as you move it out of the way, you have undone what the previous guy did. So if you really want a comparison to a bar, hello dummy, elamotzi bar megula vitimama v'chazer v'chafara disalgul ma'aser rishon v'kaim l'berushuso. If you really want to compare the case of a galalim to a bar, it would be a case you walk by the Rosh Hashanah, you see a bar there, you say oy vey, and you start digging to fill in the bar. You bring some dirt and you fill it in, and then you're like, I feel a little devious, and you redig the whole bar. So of course you're going to be chayiv in that case. So how can we say that that in the case of the galalim you're potter because you didn't do anything, you left it the way you found it? Even if you leave it the way you found it, but if in between you had solved the problem, you had fixed it, and you had undone the previous guy's action, you're going to be chayiv. So that's why we have a second answer of how to reconcile Rabbi Elazar holding that mafkir takala is chayiv with the case of galalim where you're pater. Rabbi Elazar only paters by the galalim when you didn't have kavana to acquire it at all, and you didn't do anything, you didn't pick it up three tefachin, so it's not considered that you were mesalik the takala at all. You didn't move it too much at all. So therefore, it's as if you never came. You never did anything. Who told Rabbi Elazar that we're talking about a case where it was where you lifted it less than three tefachim? And the only reason that you'd be chayiv is if you have kavana to be mizakaba, but if not, then you'd be pater. So why don't we just say that you picked it up more than shloshah? And say that even if you don't have kavana to be mezakaba, you're going to be chayiv. So I'm Rava Masnisan Kashi say, no, it's the lashon of the Mishnah that led him to this interpretation. Ma'ir yahafach lisni higbia. Why does the Mishnah have to pick a case, say the word hafach? Say higbia, that you picked it up. Elishma mina, kal hafach l'mata mishloshahu. It must be that you didn't really pick it up. So it was l'mata mishloshah, and therefore you're never zocha in it. So it says, okay, so that's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is the one that says that if you're mafkir nezakav after Nefilas Pshia, you're chayiv. Umid Rabbi Elazar Amar Chayiv, Rabbi Yochanan Pater. If Rabbi Elazar is one that says Chayiv, must be Rabbi Yochanan's one that says Pater. Two problems with that. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that you're Pater when you're Mafkir Nezakov? Vatnan, we have a mission in tomorrow's daf. Hamatznias HaKotz Vezaz Chuchis VeGoder Gidrog BeKotzim. If a person puts aside thorns or glass in a Rosh Hashanah, or he builds a thorn fence, VeGoder Shnafel Rosh Hashanah, and Gedder of stones that falls into Rosh Hashanah, v'huzak ben, and acher, and other people get damaged by all that stuff. Chayiv, b'niska, the Bala Takala is chayiv for the damages. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ela b'mafriach, aval b'mitzamtzim pater, that you're only going to be chayiv in the case where the Rosh HaKotzim were going out into the Rosh Hashanah, because that's like being chofer bar Rosh Hashanah. But if it was you were mitzamtzim into your own Rosh Hashanah, the Bala Geder is going to be pater. Mitzamtzim, my time of pater. Why are you pater? La mishum David bar Rosh Hashanah. Isn't it because it's like you dug a bar in your own Rosh Hashanah? Mechal d'chiyuv the bar Rosh Hashanah. That it sounds like that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who's that the Torah is mechayiv someone who's chofer bar Rosh Hashanah, even if it's not yours. Alma mafkir nizak of chayiv. So it sounds like even if you don't own it, if it's Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be chayiv. So that sounds like mafkir nizak of is going to be chayiv. Says Marlo, Yolam Malach mafkir nizak of pater. Generally, if you don't own it, you're pater. Mitzamtzei, my time of pater. Why are you pater in the case of mitzamtzei? Mishum di'id marla, amravach abrid ravikal, lefishayin dark, mishapadayadim, neskachich, b'ksalim, because you don't expect people to rub up against a wall that's totally in your rishus. So it says Marlo, but still, umiyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that mafkir nizak of Rosh Hashanah is pater? From Rabbi Yochanan, Allah k'stam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan passes like a stam mishnah utnan, and we have a stam mishnah and daf nun. Hachofer barber shasram v'nafel l'tochu sharu chamor umeis chayiv, that you chayiv for the nezek. So we see that a bar that the Torah is mechayiv use if you're chofer a bar in Rosh Hashanah, or if you put a takala out on the Rosh Hashanah, and no one disagrees with that mishnah. So we see that no one disagrees rather in the mishnah. So we see that la halacha according to Rabbi Yochanan that's true. So how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan patters mafkir and zakav? El Yolam Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. It must be that we got it backwards. Rabbi Yochanan is one that says Mafkir and Zakov is Chayiv. It means Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Rabbi Lazar Amar Pater. And Rabbi Lazar is one that says Pater. I, Vamar Rabbi Lazar, but didn't Rabbi Lazar say Mishum Rabbi Yishmael that there are two things that are Ainu Bershusa Shaladim and Asan Akasav Kilu Ain Bershusa? So you see that Rabbi Lazar Pater is a Chofer Bar or Mafkir and Zakov Bershusa Rabbim? So it says Mar Lo Kasha. Hadidei Hadar Rabbi. Rabbi Lazar says that Pater is a Mafkir and Zakov Bershusa Rabbim and that Memra is the name of Rabbi Yishmael, is the Shita of his Rebbe, but he himself does not, in fact, hold that way. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Good day and a good Shabbos, everyone.